presentation of the passion symbol, the chalice. The chalice reminds us of the cup of communion representing Christ's shed and saving blood in the crucifixion. Matthew 26:26-28. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many of the forgiveness of sins." The crosses. The cross reminds us of Christ's crucifixion and his taking on the sins of the world. John 19:16-18. Finally, Pilate handed him over to be crucified, so the soldiers took charge of Jesus. Carrying his own cross, he went out to the place of the skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. Here they crucified him, and with him two others, one on each side, and Jesus in the middle. The sacrificial lamb. This reminds us of Christ becoming the atonement for our sins. Isaiah 53:4-7. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions, and he was crushed for our iniquities. And the punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray, each of us turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as sheep before the shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.